Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
We're going to have to do things real quick this morning because we have Alexander from Ukraine is on the other line here. So welcome to the show.
In fact, he's probably getting out of his car. What you're going to be hearing this morning are actually a live conversation, a phone call coming in, plus we have our two guests in the studios. We are going to be speaking to people, we call it like boots on the ground in the Ukraine. Before we get going, we always have to do our update with weather. It's going to be 77, overnight lows of 48. Tomorrow, 71, overnight lows of 47. Thursday, high of 77, overnight lows of Thursday night, 49. Friday, with our forecast of 82, and Saturday, with our weekend, 79 and clear. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now let's.
Andrew, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Thank you.
Are we going over the air? Okay.
All right.
All right. Andrew, thanks very much for calling us today. And can you tell us where you're located at?
Yes, very welcome. I'm located right now around 20 kilometers away from Kiev, near the city of Vasilkov. That's the city, actually, that the airport, which airport was first bombed, first 5 days of this war, Russia against Ukraine.
Andrew, was there, in the lead-up to the war, the Russians invaded, was there a feeling in your country that he was going to come in, that Putin was going to invade, or was it kind of you thought maybe he was just rattling the swords?
No, actually, we expected that, and many people expected, but honestly, I would tell you that, I'm a former military, and as a former military, I just realized that actually it should happen, but my mind was constantly rejecting this idea because I could not imagine that someone could enter or try to bomb the city with 15th century history. I mean, it's something abnormal, and that's something that, really shocked me when it first happened. Wow, it's impossible. It's, it's abnormal.
Did once the invasion started, I also was in the military, and many people believed that Putin thought his army could just roll over Ukraine in about a week. But that didn't happen. What is the Ukrainian self-defense forces like?
You see that if I would tell you, comparing to year 2014, when actually I personally believe that invasion started because nothing that had happened on the east of Ukraine happened without Putin's agreement or Russian agreement, so they actually did it. In 2014, the number of Ukrainian forces was around, I would say, 40,000. When this invasion started, when this war started, the number of Ukrainian forces was, army was around 400,000. And most of these people, they had war experience during the last 8 years. So actually, I think they were underestimation from Russian side of military, of Ukrainian army. And it was underestimated because, as you can see right now, 34 days of war, and Ukrainian forces are still fighting, and they're fighting very well.
We've been getting reports that the Soviets are bogged down, and they're fighting around the cities. What kind of forces are the Ukrainians bringing against the Russian forces?
Of course, there's these mostly land forces, and some we have, also Ukrainian army is, I don't know how to say it in English, but they are fighting against, Russians launching missiles, and Ukrainian forces, they struck those missiles, many of them. For example, yesterday they launched 8 missiles on Lviv, and all of them were successfully
intercepted.
Were successfully, yeah, intercepted. Yes. So actually, all of Ukrainian forces are fighting very well. You know, all kinds of troops. Signal corps, Marine corps. I mean, any kind of troops. They're fighting very well.
What about the people? This is causing a great deal of distress, of course, to Ukrainian civilians. What can you tell us about that?
You know, I'm civilian right now, and I think that one of the biggest mistakes of Russian Federation was they thought they're going to fight, war, that's when militaries fight against militaries. But in this case, in this war, they don't understand that they fight not with militaries only, they fight with the nation of Ukraine. You can't imagine, I would say 90% of the nation, they involved in this fight right now. Somehow they do it. Some people, they bring food. For example, right now, I'm bringing the food. I'm on my way from Western Ukraine to Kiev, and I stopped to give you, to talk to you guys. And I'm bringing foods to militaries, and all of Ukraine, all of the nation. Some people, of course, they have been evacuated, especially women, elderly people, children, but the rest of the nation, they involved in that. And no one cares. People are very, encouraged because they feel and they believe that we will win this war.
Can you give us a visual right now for our listening audience? Right now, as you're delivering food, give us a visual of what you're seeing, the area.
What I see right now, lots of trucks, the logistics. Right now we have reformed the logistic, and lots of food that, the food's delivered to dangerous places, and they do it very well right now, logistic. Next thing, we have lots of block posts, of course, because we have lots of spies, like secret services, all these, Russian secret services, which try to invade some cities or try to secretly enter some cities. So lots of block posts on the roads. It disturbs a little bit, but it's okay. We understand that. And when you enter the cities, for example, when you enter the capital of Ukraine, Kiev, it seems like, wow, it's defended, it's protected very well.
Have you been in areas that have been destroyed in the bombardments?
Yes. We took some people. We helped people to be evacuated, because I'm by myself now. I'm a priest. I'm former military, but now I'm a priest. So we help people to be evacuated. We talk to them. We help them to get rid of the stress. We pray for them. We talk to them. We explain them things. And we've been in those places, and, it looks terrible, of course. But the most terrible thing is, to look in the faces of people which had been in their basements for like 12, 14, 16, 17 days. Some of them are elderly people, which is like 82 years old. Can you imagine 82-year-old woman, she's crippled, and she had to walk out of Irpin. I don't know if you've heard about the city. That's a small city not so far from Kiev, and had been bombed, almost destroyed. And this lady, 82 years old, she, with her own legs, she crossed the river, cold river. It's cold this, by this time. And she walked by herself, and then we took her and take her to the Western Ukraine. So she's in a safe place now.
There's been the other, the world has awoken to this and to what's going on, and is sending, all types of aid to the Ukrainian people. Is it flowing through to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Lots of humanitarian aid is flowing. And I would say that one of the things that really impressed me, as a Ukrainian, I'm 46 years old, I would say I'm kind of experienced. And what really amazed me right now, the logistic that Ukrainian government has, is doing right now. Lots of humanitarian aid, they take directly from the border and they deliver it to the most dangerous places, such as Nikolaev, Kherson, Chernihiv, Sumy. They directly, they straightly direct it to those places. The rest of humanitarian aid goes to the cities which are not so bombed, such as like Kiev, maybe Ivano-Frankivsk, Chernobyl, cities like that. And of course, they try right now to to encourage more and more business people on the west in the western Ukraine to work, so the economy would work, and people really respond to that. The support of the government right now, I would say 85-90% of Ukrainians, they support the actions of the government, and that's not just to say, okay, here we are, we are Ukrainians. No, that's honestly, Andrei, it really amazes me.
Well, let's talk about Zelensky for a minute. We're going to take a break in a couple of minutes, Andrew, and just a two-minute break, so we'll make that work.
Okay.
But tell us what the people, Zelensky, was elected. He used to be on TV and all this. Has his actions been of any surprise to the Ukrainian citizens?
I would say, from one side, it was a surprise for people who were skeptic about him because his past, he's not military in his past. He's a lawyer, if I remember correct, he's a lawyer. He was not military, so no one expected that he would act really brave. And many people who were skeptic right now, I know, in the midst of my friends, they really changed their mind and they believe that something good could happen even after the war. People are more positive about what is going to happen after the war. Even
well, we're on the air with Andrew, who is a former military in the Ukrainian army, but also is now a priest and is delivering food to the Ukrainian people and the troops, and is on the road right now. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to Andrew.
We've been asleep at the wheel, and biased bureaucrats have crept into public office everywhere. We need a Shasta County District Attorney who is transparent, unbiased, and non-political. The District Attorney has incredible power. They can initiate investigations, decide whether or not criminal charges are brought to court, and determine which cases are dismissed. We need someone with integrity and transparency in this important position. Vote for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see. Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If you're like me, a concerned parent wanting to do what's best for your family, sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for. Thankfully, after learning about Eric Jensen, the choice is clear to me. Eric is a loving husband, father of four, shares my values, and is also more than qualified for the position of district attorney. Join me on June 7th as I vote for Eric Jensen, a good man families can trust in office. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Okay, welcome back to the show here. It's 7:18 in the morning on the 29th of March, and on the phone we have Andrew. Andrew is a former military soldier, and is now a priest who's delivering food, and he's calling from the Ukraine right outside of Kyiv. Is kind of telling us what's happening on the ground. He's talked about President Zelensky, that he was been a pleasant surprise to everybody. They didn't expect him to be showing the courage that he did because he's never been in the military, been pushed that way. Andrew, good morning, and thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, good morning
us.
Again.
For
good
being
morning.
Live on our show. Yeah. I do have a question, and we do, as all of our listeners here in the North State, as we reach out, even though we do go online at freefireradio.com or KCNR1460.com, we're going to be sending some links to our website of how we can help, but could you please tell us, in this moment, and as you can see here, maybe perhaps in the next 4 days, what your needs are that we can call a call to action from we in the North State?
I would say first, it needs to be coordinated with the government, but first of all, it's humanitarian aid, and mostly these are foods, different type, all types of foods. Of course, you know, some like cosmetics, you know, all this stuff for, you know, toothbrushes, you know, stuff like that, because many people, they lost their houses. I don't think that they would be able to do that. And of course, I think it also needs to be coordinated on government level, but I think financial support, I know that Ukrainian government really good, they support really good with finances people, especially those who lost their houses, refugees, they really support those people. And of course, another thing, tell the truth, don't let people believe that it's just a local conflict. It's not local conflict, it's a genocide that Russian government tries, and that Russian mass media, they try to hide, they try to pervert, you know, the way that you know, Ukrainians, just, you know, local conflict, Ukrainians bomb their own cities. That's not true. I've been there. That's not true. Absolutely. So tell the truth. Now, and keep the awareness on the same high level as you did in the beginning. Don't let it go down, please.
The and we had just talked to somebody yesterday who, in fact, is half Ukrainian, half Russian, and he was, anytime he calls home, they will not speak about what's going on because they're afraid they're going to be arrested if they even question the war, which I find that appalling, of course. But the, I think that all of the news and reports I've seen have been favorable in, the support of Ukraine. The yeah. Russians are trying to redraw the map of Europe right now, and that cannot happen.
Yeah.
Is there any strong feelings from Ukrainians about joining NATO?
You know, can you imagine? I want you to understand, you know, like, I want you to draw the picture. Year 1994, Ukraine is saying, all right, if you protect us, if you promise that our territory will not be invaded by any other third party or any other countries, so we reject, you know, we destroy, you know, we remove all the nuclear weapon that we had, that we got after the Soviet Union collapse. And it was signed, the agreement was signed by, you know, countries. One of them was Russian Federation. And after that, you know, like 10, you know, 20 years after that, they just invade and they took the part of the territory. And when the, you know, when the Ukraine started to, you know, to apply to that agreement, they said it's just a paper. I mean, there are no instruments, there are no judicial, there are no any juridical or any, you know, useful, any instruments, so you can use that agreement. So, of course, people, they want to be part of the NATO because they need to feel the protection of the country that has these nuclear weapons also as a leverage to influence. So that's why mostly I wouldn't say that people are so happy or, okay, let's go to NATO. No, but we need that leverage that that may be used as a part of protection. And NATO is a very strong, you know, very strong military unit that may give this protection, may provide this protection. So that's why people are very positive about it.
The you're on the road right now to Kyiv. And what are the roads like? Have the Russians destroyed bridges? Have they taken out infrastructure? What about electricity, water?
In the areas such as, for example, Chernihiv, Mariupol, even the northern part of Kyiv, there are some places that have no electricity. For example, one of our drivers, his apartment is on the right bank of Kyiv, in the northeast of Kyiv, northwest, sorry, of Kyiv, and his apartment does not have electricity for a couple of days already, so I take him to stay, you know, overnight in my house with me. So there are some damages, but, you know, it's also interesting, but the services, they work really well, and they fix it very well. So we don't feel this pressure in big cities. We don't feel this pressure. I know in small cities they have problems with that. That's definitely in the big cities we don't feel this problem.
Okay, that's interesting. It, you know, to me, I'm not in Putin's head. I wish I was. So I'm not sure what. I'm not sure exactly what his, you know, his strategic goal, of course, was to take Ukraine. And but now, since with everything's happened with the world's reaction, the sanctions, that more sanctions coming every day, that he may be trying to find a way out. Is that been a topic of conversation, that Putin is going to settle for less, or do you all believe that he's going to keep pushing until he gets what he wants?
You know, it's very interesting. I don't think Americans, they really understand this kind of character that Putin has. That kind of character we had in early 90s in former Soviet Union, when after a special Soviet Union collapsed. We call it, like, you know, street gangster thinking, which is like this. You know, only when he feels that the person or someone who stands in front of him is more powerful than him, he starts to think, or he starts to really negotiate about something. And the problem is, I think that sanctions, most of the sanctions, they are coming too late. For example, right now there is you know, lots of media, mass media say that there could be a use of a chemical or biological weapon, which I believe is possible.
Oh, you think it's possible that he would use biological weapons or chemical weapons?
Is possible, looking at Syria, you know, other countries. So I personally think it is possible. It might happen. It might be. So what I think that we need sanctions earlier or before, and there should be more sanctions so he could think before he would make next step. If there would be no more sanctions or bigger, higher sanctions, you know, he keeps on like thinking like these, like I told you, street gangster. All right, I will try to make next step, and I will see what they do. Only when he feels strong power, that's the only way you can, you know, if you grow up on the streets, that's the only way you can survive. Being military, you know, you have to strike first, you have to hit first, so the person would think twice whether, you know, to do something or not. So that's what I think is really working with him, with persons like this.
You know, we're here with Yuri and Alexandra. Yuri, do you have a question for Andrew? I know you probably talk to him a lot, but do you have any questions that I haven't asked that people need to know?
Sure. Andrew, hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for such amazing comments. Andrew, can you describe the mood of the nation? Are they scared of the nuclear war or not? Do they expect nuclear bombs from Putin, or they are ready to fight no matter what?
I would say the last thing is the last part of your question is the absolute of the feeling of Ukrainians. People are ready to fight whatever it takes, because first we really understand that the truth is on our side, and we see lots of lies. Number two, you need to understand the character and the mentality of Ukrainians. You know, until you enter our nation, until you enter the territory of Ukraine, they are ready to, you know, negotiate and to talk. But as long as you stood your foot on their ground, you know, they start to fight. You know, they are ready to fight, and they're very effective in fights. But that's why many people, they think that it is possible that nuclear weapon could be used by Russians, but there is no fear. Because we understand that if they launch nuclear missiles, we understand that no one knows the final destination of it. So I don't think they are going to use it. But they could use nuclear bombs, which I think will be very, you know, negative.
I think that would be a huge mistake on Putin's part.
Yes.
I don't think he's reached there. What are the when you all have captured a number of Russian soldiers? Do you have any information about that? About what they're saying?
You know, all of them. I know it because some of our church members, they're in militaries. So I talk to them personally. You know, I pray with them. I talk to them. We talk many, you know, they don't say lots of things, but out of what they told me, first of all, Ukrainian is very, they treat them very well. And, you know, it's like they wake up, you know, I would say one word, wake up. They wake up when they're captured, they wake up next morning and they say, wow, we did not know, we did not believe, we do not believe that it right now we have been deceived so much by the Russians. Russians, they were deceived by Russians, and they see it right now. Their eyes are open, and they are shocked because they really believe that there are lots of, you know, thousands or, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of Nazis which terrorized Ukraine, which is not true.
It seems like, you know, the latest is that Russia is starting to shift some forces away from Kiev. And the talks are ongoing right now. It's going to be interesting. Andrew, we so much appreciate you being with us today and the information you've given us. It's heartening to hear is that Ukrainians aren't giving up, that they've gotten, you've got millions, tens of millions of people in the Ukraine who are upset. Now, from what I also understand is civilians are volunteering, they're being armed, that even if they could overcome the Ukrainian military, which sounds like they're having a tough time, that they would have a war on their hands for decades.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would just say in you know last couple words I would say that I would not believe what Russians say because many years we have seen for example before the war started they 1 week before they said we would never start war against Ukraine so I wouldn't be so quick to believe what they say but it could be positive if they do it.
Yeah, we gotta you know it's one of those trust but verify. Got to make sure that they are doing things like that. So
yes,
Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to call us. I know you're delivering food and humanitarian aid into the capital of Ukraine. Now, how do you pronounce it? You know, because I'm hearing it used to be Kiev, now it's Kiev, but I heard you call it Kiev. So what is it?
You know, I'm Russian speaking Ukrainian. For me, it's always Kiev, but right now I'm trying to change that. Actually, it's K-Y-I-V. K-Y-I-V. Kiev. Kiev. Kiev.
Kiev.
But
Kiev.
That's the Ukrainian way to pronounce
it. That's the Ukrainian way. Okay.
So there's two ways to pronounce it.
And you see, I'm Russian speaking Ukrainian, and no one oppresses me for that. I'm 46 years old, and I speak Russian whenever I want.
Yeah. Okay, the last thing, of course, is keep up the, you know, the United States and other countries are pushing in war material, but also the humanitarian aid. And that's what you're taking now. And if, you know, as you said, food, hygiene, products, and continue financial support to, take money to fight a war.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you know what? Our hearts are with you because of, you know, the fact is that in this time in our world, there is no place for somebody to invade another country, for somebody to decide to do away with all the rights of a country and then assimilate them into their empire. And it has truly touched so many people in the United States. People that wouldn't talk to each other can agree that the attack on Ukraine was wrong and we need to fight it any way we can.
Yeah, God bless Ukraine.
Well, God bless Ukraine. And just please tell your friends is that you have many, many millions of supporters in the United States.
We know that. God bless America as well. And God bless the whole world with that peace.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Okay, thank you very much. Be careful out there. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew. God bless.
Thank you. Bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for making that happen, and we are going to take another quick break for our sponsors, and we're going
to
come back with our special guests who are here live in the studio, our local Ukrainians that are also going to be doing an outreach. Now, we do have a couple links that we are going to be putting on our website, which is freefireradio.com. I know that as I sent this out this morning, people were wondering, can we hear this later? They're traveling or dropping kids off and that kind of thing. They want to go back. You can go to the archives at freefireradio.com or kcnr1460.com, and you can hear this morning's show. But we are going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some great information. You do want to know this is really happening. This is not out there in Hollywood land. This is the real deal. So we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. We're running hot and heavy today. We've got another segment here. On our first segment, we were talking to Andrew from calling us from outside Kyiv in Ukraine, talking about the battles going on, what they need, the people's the morale of the people, what they believe, their opinions of Zelensky. Who is, it seems like, who is a comedian on the TV, and then they're, you know, somewhat pleasantly surprised at the courage he's showing and uniting the country and fighting. Now, do we have somebody else on the line here? I can see her photo, but I can't see her. There she is.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
What's your first name?
My name is Irina. Irina.
And where are you at right now?
I'm in Kyiv, in my home.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you give us what is it like in Kyiv right now?
Right now, you know, I live in a eastern left side of city. And there is less such ruins than in other side of our city, and it's normal if we can say that.
Yeah,
we can live here. Yeah, now we have our home. Markets are open, and just life is.
What is the general opinion of your friends and the people you know, family, about what's going on right now?
The general opinion is it's a nightmare. You know, it's a horror and it's a terrible situation. We are all used to peaceful life in our country, and even doesn't imagine that such horrible can happen to, with us, because Ukrainian is such a not so big country, and economic is starting to grow up, and now it's really real damage for us, our country, and we are all scaring, and at the time we are fearing and aggressive, and it's such more emotions at the same time you have.
Do you feel like you can leave your home and walk on the street to the corner market?
Yes, I can go to the corner market, but, you know, I feel like I'm in a... я почуваюся ніби в такій свого роду клітці.
She feels caged. Okay. She feels caged.
Тому що, да, ти можеш пересуватися, ти йдеш в магазин, але там за десь, напевно, кілометрів 50 ти чуєш вибухи в цей же час.
You feel like you can move, you can go down the road, but like 50 kilometers, it's around how many miles?
30 miles,
you hear explosions. Mm.
Do you feel the world has turned in support for Ukraine? Do you feel the support from the rest of the world?
Так, я відчуваю підтримку, і вся країна відчуває цю підтримку, і, напевно, це одне з найголовніших. Я буду по чуть-чуть, Саша, да?
Mm-hmm. She does, and the whole country does receive and feel the support, and that's number one now. That's what the most important thing.
І це дає нашому народу сили теж боротися далі.
It gives our nation the strength to fight back, keep fighting.
Тому що ми бачимо, що це правда. Правда на нашому боці, весь світ нас підтримує. І нам більше немає виходу, нам треба боротися.
Because we feel the truth is on our side, and we're left with no choice that rather than just keep fighting.
Does the will of the Ukrainian people to fight on, even if Russia takes the capital?
Навіть якщо, ти зрозуміла, да? Навіть якщо столицю відбере Росія, то ви будете далі боротися?
Я думаю, що так. Люди зараз просто не можуть пробачити цей жах і будуть до кінця. Поки нас не стане, тоді, може, вони зможуть тут сісти, якщо не дай Бог.
People cannot forgive what's going on, and they will keep fighting till the very end. And it's better to say it's my words, that even when there are no people.
Even yes. There's no army, they will continue to
there's
fight.
There's no people, not oh, even no people. Army people.
Okay. They will continue to fight. The world is pushing in a lot of aid. What kind of aid do you need that would help right now?
Яка потрібна допомога?
Гуманітарна допомога зараз і теж озброєння.
Humanitarian and ammunition, weapons.
Я думаю, що те, що говорить наш уряд неодноразово і щоденно, це те, що ми потребуємо. Тобто це вже багато разів говорилося, я не знаю, чи треба це перераховувати.
That's exactly what we need, what our government has been mentioning many a time. I don't think that I need to mention it anymore. Everybody knows about it.
Okay. Do you have family in other parts of the Ukraine?
У мене є рідний дядя, він в Донецькій області.
In Donetsk region.
Do you still are able to communicate with other parts of Ukraine?
Ви можете спілкуватися з іншими частинами України дуже добре наразі?
Так, я можу, у нас є тут і інтернет, слава Богу, в цьому районі, де я знаходжусь, зв'язок нормальний. Ну, звичайно, крім тих зруйнованих місць, де страшна трагедія там.
Yes, they do. They have really good internet connection, but not including those really completely ruined parts of Ukraine that were destroyed.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us today. And our thoughts and our prayers are with you. And we will, there's millions and millions of Americans that are standing with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We feel it every day. Every day we feel your support. Believe me. And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You hear us. And
We will continue to listen to you, because we're going to continue to do this as the weeks go on. So thank you very much, and please be careful, be safe.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're coming back. We've got another segment on our show that we're going to be talking with some other people, not from the Ukraine, though. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., chairman for the Reading Rancheria. The Reading Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. For the last 45 minutes, we've had citizens of Ukraine calling us from Ukraine, from Kyiv, a humanitarian worker, and then a girl that lives there in the city itself.
Yes, and we had our two guests that will be coming back again. And as in radio time, we all know that we have limited time. We have to always and gratefully thank our sponsors. And we do have two special guests that we've committed and promised this time, too. Very happy to have them on this morning, Carl.
Dean Barker and Ed Dutra. from Project Healing Waters, and a place that's near and dear to my heart, though you don't see me at a lot of meetings, but it's still near and dear to my heart. Tell people what Project Healing Waters is.
Project Healing Waters is a national organization with a chapter here in Redding. In order to have a chapter, we must have, one, a fly fishing club, and two, either a veterans hospital or clinic. So the community has both, so they were able to set up our chapter. Most of our education comes from the fly fishing club, and we use their facility for our meetings and stuff.
That's the Shasta Fly Fishers.
Yeah, Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers.
Yeah, Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers.
How many members do you have?
It varies quite a bit. I would say...
Well, the number 40 comes to mind.
Yes. So about 40...
But it's been hard with COVID, so the participation rate, because of the requirements, really got reduced.
So what's a typical meeting look like? And for those people who are interested in fly fishing or are fly fishermen that want to do something to support your organization, that's what we're going to be talking about today. What you're doing, how some people can be involved, and how you can be a part of this body that is doing stuff for veterans, right?
Yeah, it's 100% veterans. And just our meetings are kind of like a military operation, you know, total chaos. but in reality, it's just a group of veterans. We get together, we talk, and we fish.
Yeah, and disabled veterans, actually.
Yeah, handicapped and disabled veterans.
The club itself has offers so many things to veterans who are, you know, kind of making transitions back, or, you know, like you said, disabled veterans, that everything from making fly rods.
Yeah, we build rods, tie flies, we've built nets, and more importantly, we get to fish. And I mean, we fish some amazing places here locally. 99% of our fishing is right here in Shasta, Trinity, Siskiyou, sometimes down to Butte, but it's local fishing. And I mean, literally to catch a rainbow trout that you can barely hold in your hands because it's so big and so heavy is just an astonishing thing.
Well, there's areas that are opened up to you or up to the club that other people can't fish, or they have to pay a lot of money to fish.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes. And our fund raising is all about supporting the program for private water fishing.
Private water fishing. Now, you know, me being the spouse of somebody who is what you would probably call a disabled veteran, women and partners of those, listen to this right now, because there is something that happens in a calming way and a way to commune with your project, Healing Waters, for those disabled veterans.
Oh, absolutely. It gets guys off the couch and out and with their contemporaries, and we really have a good time with each other.
Now, you've got a big fun, you got a big fishing, I don't know, it's not a tournament, but it turns into one, but it's a, you've got a big affair coming here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's on April 9th and 10th. We have a mixer on Saturday, April 9th, and it'll be at the Veterans Memorial Hall. People can get tickets to go. We'll have live auctions, silent auctions, raffles. There's food, and there's a no-host bar.
Okay.
Yeah, a no-host bar. Otherwise, you'd be inundated with people.
That's right.
There. And you'd have to Uber all of them home.
So it does make
for a lively auction.
How do we get tickets for that? And is that is open to the public?
Yes, it is. And I've got a flyer here. I'll leave one with you. And people, you know, you got to pay to get in anymore, because if you just opened it straight up and let people walk in.
Right.
It just wouldn't happen. I mean, it would be overwhelmed with, you know, people.
So where can people get tickets from, or more information?
Well, they can call me. My cell phone number is, I'll give you, 530-941-8877. There's also the ability to still participate in the sponsorship. You can sponsor a boat or a veteran, or just, there's a lot of ways to donate money to be able to help out. And if you are a sponsor, you automatically get tickets to the mixer. And if you're a fisherman, you the banquet. The banquet is on the Sunday. We have the drift. We drift down to the lower sack, putting it at the fairgrounds, taking out at Anderson. We measure the fish. We count the fish. It's a great event. And then we have a banquet to give out awards.
I participated in that event, yes. And I can tell you it is a great event. And all of the boats and the equipment and everything is part of the sponsorship. Yeah. And the fly shop in the past has been a big supporter of this.
Yes, they have been, and we genuinely appreciate any participation they have. I mean, we have to go through our director, but they will give us discounts on equipment and stuff, and have always been a big help. I mean, they're what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
If you're going to go get fly equipment, what do you get?
How many boats do you usually put out?
In the past, we've put out as many, I think, as 15, 16, 17,
uh-huh.
Somewhere in that category. This year, I mean, we're just getting started back up.
Right.
So
we probably
won't have that many boats yet.
But it's a great event for veterans. And if you're a member of this, of the Project Healing Waters, you get a chance to go out that day.
Correct.
And are you looking for more members? And as we are on the air this morning, besides promoting the banquet, are you doing a call for people to come forward that perhaps are a disabled veteran to be involved, to introduce them to this?
Yeah. Well, our membership, you have to have a rating with the VA. You have to have... And I think the minimum, I had at one time was zero rating because I had malaria and then it was only good for a while and then my rating dropped to zero. But you have to have a rating with the VA.
Okay.
I have more than that now.
All right.
You have to have a rating with the VA.
Don't talk about your ratings,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And the way you do that is you go down to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office and see Celestina or one of her people and they'll take a look at your records and all this.
And a little pitch for Celestine and her group there at Shasta County Services Office. If you've got anything, I mean, they'll help you. Even if you don't think you have something, but you want to get your medals or you want to get anything from them, they are the people to contact.
Hands on.
Absolutely.
Very involved.
Okay, so the big thing is the mixer that you're having on April 9th.
Banquet's on the 10th?
No, yeah, the banquet's on the 10th. The mixer is on the 9th.
Okay.
Right. The mixer, everybody can come into that. There's going to be a lot of great auction items and a super dinner and a great MC.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Oh, okay, well, good. Should I mark my calendar?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, I love these. And by the way, Carl has participated. And
it's a wonderful organization.
And a lifetime memory. I mean, he has glowed after the experience.
Usually from sunburn. and I'm reaching out to other veterans out there that this is a great group of guys too. Their whole mission in life is to impart to other people their skills, and these are some of the best fly fishermen in the world are right here. And it's a way of finding maybe a new part to your life. And something that brings serenity. Because it's not just floating down the river, it's also hiking and getting up close to some really great streams.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful territory. The iconic picture of a fly fisherman standing in the water with his rod casting, and that's true. I mean, it's amazing to do that. Just the serenity. You know, you're by yourself, but yet you're with others, and that time in the water, that time on the water, just gives you some real peace of mind in a beautiful setting. And I think it's a great.
When you hear the stories of people who have suffered a number of different injuries, post-traumatic stress, and what it does for them, it brings tears to your eyes.
And there's no experience required.
That's right.
And we teach. Casting as well as building equipment and supplying equipment also. So
absolutely.
Come in, join us, and we'll get you set up, and now, it'll work great.
You meet the first Monday, or no, every Monday of the month out at the Shasta Trinity. And what's that address?
Clover Creek Preserve.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's good. So for our listeners here, and if they're thinking that they want to approach April 10th and buy tickets to just to attend and be supportive, what are those tickets running?
I believe it says on the little form that we'll be leaving you.
Okay.
You know, I don't have that
memorized. All right.
It's
okay.
$20, I'm pretty sure.
It's $20 and it includes dinner and a great time that
night.
Lovely. We're here with the Project Healing Waters. They do so much for our veterans in our community here. And for more information, you can check out our website. We're going to have some stuff on it from Project Healing Waters. And I'll send out a Facebook blast. And we'll continue to talk about this. But thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Haven to Maine.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
That's left a landscape devastated by war. Arriving in the town on Monday, shortly afterward, the Associated Press saw the bodies of two Russian soldiers lay abandoned in the woods, and Russian tanks lay burned and twisted, while residents lined up amid charred buildings seeking aid. It was unclear where the Russian troops went, under what circumstances they fled, and whether the town will remain free of them.
President Biden refusing to weigh in on the possibility of the January 6th committee interviewing the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Lawmakers are deciding whether to reach out to Virginia Thomas about her reported texts with former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on the day of the Capitol attack. President Biden says that question, and whether Justice Thomas should recuse himself from any cases related to January 6th, are legal matters for others to decide.
I would not tell the Justice Department what position to take or not take, and I'm not going to instruct the Congress either.
In those reported texts, Virginia Thomas urged Meadows to work to overturn the 2020 election results. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street getting a boost from the positive developments out of the Ukraine peace talks. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 267 points, the Nasdaq ahead 166, and the S&P trading 35 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access, Federal Corporate NMLS Number 1330, Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has attended a Westminster Abbey service of thanksgiving for the life of her late husband, Prince Philip.
The Queen walked into the Abbey on her son Prince Andrew's arm, on her dark green coat, a brooch the Duke had given her. At this service, unlike last year, the Queen could sit near her relatives, Prince Charles and Princess Anne. This time, unlike last year, the congregation could sing, almost 2,000 of them filling the Abbey with music and emotion. And this time, instead of saying goodbye in mourning, they gave thanks for the Prince, the father, the sailor, the man of energy and action that he was.
The BBC's Johnny Diamond. Gulf Arab states holding a summit about the years-long war in Yemen, which the country's Houthi rebels are boycotting because it's taking place in Saudi Arabia, their foe in that conflict. News and analysis at townhall.com. Oregon is ending its residency rule for medically assisted suicide.
Terminally ill people looking to end their own lives will no longer be required to be residents of the state to use the law after a lawsuit challenged the requirement as unconstitutional. In a settlement filed in U.S. District Court in Portland, Oregon's Attorney General agreed to stop enforcing the requirement and ask the legislature to remove it from the law. Advocates say they'll use the settlement to press the eight other states and Washington, D.C. with medically assisted suicide laws to drop their residency requirements as well. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
President Biden's proposed $5.8 trillion budget is drawing fire. The Heritage Foundation's Richard Stern says its tax increases would kill jobs, take more from people's paychecks, and would stunt growth going forward. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 236 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 29th of March, 2022, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
It's been a busy morning, huh?
It has.
Whoa.
It was interesting, though.
Interesting. And then, of course, my dear Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and let's talk about our beautiful forecast. Boy, I'll tell you what, I did, you know, you're going to say, but we used to say the weather rock. Okay, so the plants, the house plants went out and got their drink yesterday, and I absolutely love that. So, sunny today with a high of 77, partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows of 48, partly sunny tomorrow with 71. I love it when there's clouds in the sky. I don't know why, it's just like a moving poetry. To see clouds drifting by and just, I don't know, there's something about it that I love. Partly sunny tomorrow with 71, overnight lows of 47. Thursday looks like it's mostly sunny with little clouds in the sky, 77. Friday, sunny, full sun, 82. Saturday, 79. And Sunday looks like we're going to have partly sunny with a high near 74. That's our beautiful weekend, and it's a great forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Well, before we start our show here, I'd like to do a couple of shout-outs for birthdays.
Oh, yes.
The first one is Chad Nielsen. And Chad is a former Marine, a young guy, one of that group of four that enlisted after 9/11 and ended up fighting in Fallujah, Purple Heart recipient, a great young man, along with Chandler and the rest of the young men that all went in together from right here in Reading. He works for the city now and is, just like I said, just a fine young man, and I just want to wish him a very, very happy birthday, warrior. The second one is Brad Fisher.
Yes.
Our Brad Fisher, it's his birthday. Brad has been with us
since day one.
The day we opened up.
The
Fisher family. That's right. Since we opened up KCNR. He is our IT guy. And he has been with us through all the ups, the downs, are we on the air at one point early on in our relationship, he went and talked to me directly. I had to email him.
You scared him.
I didn't scare him. I think I just was too direct. But Brad is an integral part of us, and we wish him a very, very happy birthday, and thank you so much, Brad.
For all that you do.
For all that you do.
That's hey, right. While you're there, we have our very special guest, Mark Story, who heads up Haven Humane, and we both talk about on a regular basis, you know, we have friends that are maybe they're going to move out of the area, but they'll keep some of the things here, of course, their involvement, but, you know, because they have two homes. And so we were talking the other night about our love for this community. And although we get fed up sometimes with California, I mean, as you can see today, I mean, where else could we have an opportunity within 2 hours to have the people from Ukraine calling in, where we can actually have, call to action. We have the Project Healing Waters on, call to action. We're going to be talking with Mark Story with Haven Humane, call to action, which is a monthly segment we have here. But I just want to just add this morning that Friday night I attended Steel Magnolias with my friend Bertha Michalek, who is part owner of the Fly Shop. And we have we've seen Riverfront Playhouse grow from the thought into the actually creating and building this beautiful theater. It was the first time I had attended a production, and my heart just was so full in seeing local wonderful talent, Rhonda Ball and her staff, how they, you know, I mean, this is just a project of pure love. And we're going to be talking, of course, with Mark Story, that even though you're in the helm and you're running something, there's just a pure love for what you do. So, you know, that's the great gratitude. My heart feels full in supporting our community, which is my segue into, or our segue into, our monthly segment here. And I came in specifically this morning so I could see you, Mark.
Thank you.
And hear all about what's happening with Haven Humane, how we can support, what we need to know, and the local, temperature of what's happening with you.
Sure. So,
and the shelter.
So I'm going to add to that tie-in. So Aaron Stewart, one of the co-directors of Steel Magnolias, is on our board of directors.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, man.
So way to go, Aaron. And I heard that it was amazing.
Oh,
it was. And I did not go, but.
Stellar.
Yeah, that's what I heard from everybody. Yeah.
So it was stellar. Time. All I could say is that I don't know. You could go transport yourself in any community, and if you're a stranger walking in without knowing anything, you were just like, what? This is fabulous.
Yeah, we have so much talent in this community. It's amazing in all different areas. So, yes, very cool. So I'm going to start out with something that's more on a national level, which is kind of cool, which is kind of different for us. But in the Wall Street Journal, under the Manchin section from the Friday's paper, there is a quarter-page ad about from the Search Dog Foundation. And it's got a picture of Victor, and Victor was adopted from Haven Humane Society a few years ago.
So Victor's a star in the Wall Street Journal.
He is. He's a star because he's a search and rescue dog. And so
is he the? Is that a picture of Victor?
That's Elon Musk. This is Victor.
Yeah. Well, I understand. Well, it is a tough decision there.
Come on.
But is that a German short-haired?
Victor saves lives.
Yeah.
But,
he's a mix. Yeah, he could be a mix with that. Yeah,
because
he's a mix.
I remember seeing Victor
come to the show.
Yeah, it was a few years ago when he was adopted. But yeah, and when they do the search dog stuff, the testing they do is pretty strict. Depending on who's doing it and what the testing is, some of the testing they've got like, you know, 15 balls, tennis balls in the yard, and they have to focus on one tennis ball. So if you throw it in the middle of the 15, they got to go get that one tennis ball and stick with that one. If you throw another one, they go after that one, and they'll fail. It's a really weird
test. Well, hell, you'd never pass that test.
No.
And don't even throw it in front of me.
I know. I wouldn't.
Then you find out how many balls a dog can put in its mouth. You know.
So
we had one of your dogs, Opie.
Oh, yeah.
Not Opie. Maybe it was Opie. It was on... It was on Friday.
Yeah.
That dog could have had 6 tennis balls in its mouth. Mm-hmm. It had a big head. It had a big head.
They
I wanted that. Was his name Opie? His name wasn't Opie.
Was it Odie?
Odie,
yeah.
Oh, my God. What a great dog.
Yeah,
was he adopted?
I think he was, but I'm not 100% positive.
I hope so.
To be honest with you. So I also want to talk about, again, keeping the community theme. We had our Doggy Dash a couple weeks ago, and it was the first Doggy Dash we've had. We didn't have one in 20 or 21. Our one in 21 was virtual. So it was the first one we had in a couple years. And, of course, it was the one of 3 days that it's rained this year. But you know what? We had a great turnout. We had about 100 people show up. We had about 60 dogs come out to run with their families, run, walk, which is great. And I want to thank John Pollmeyer and his team at Edward Jones, Bill and his team at SST Oil, Dr. Curtis Wong, all for being sponsors. And also Treats does their stuff. They gave out doggy biscuits in this bag. It was really cool, this little doggy bag for all the dogs. And then what we had left, they said, you know what, give them to the shelter animals. It's awesome. So I want to thank all of them because, you know, it takes a community, and our community is so supportive and amazing.
Segue to while you're talking about live events, Mark, are we going to do Bark and Wine?
Bark, Wine, and Brew, we're doing, yes.
We mark our calendars
definitely, yes.
For October because guess what? We close your eyes and it's 3 months ahead.
Yeah, October 1st is going to be Bark, Wine, and Brew. We are going to be at Wind River in the event center. Yes, we are definitely doing it. And the theme is going to be the theme we've tried, Third Time's a Charm. Maybe it's fourth time a charm. I don't know. I think it's third time's a charm, but it is going to be Broadway musicals. It's going to be the theme.
Okay, so we can just and this is a fabulous event, and they do have fabulous baked goods.
Oklahoma.
Well, they have theme tables, and people get really serious about this.
Yes, yes.
They and let me tell you, when people come together and they decide that they're going to buy a cake, a fabulous cake. That it is a fabulous event. So do mark your calendars. Come by a table. Be part of this. Know that you're raising money for what it is. When you look at these dogs that come in, Pet of the Week, and you have the kitty. What do you call it?
The kitten nursery.
The kitten nursery, yeah. And you think about what it costs for the food and the blanket just to keep a shelter open. And functional, that your money is going for when you see that dog on the side of the road and you can't find its owner, who do you call?
Yep, exactly. And you can, if you want to get a table now and you want to lock in what you want for your Broadway and or musical, because there's a lot that are already taken, call 241-5262 and talk to Mandy.
Okay.
All right.
We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, the only place I've gotten my haircut over the last 15 years is at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a better-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They also work by appointments only, so you give them a call at 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
We've been asleep at the wheel, and biased bureaucrats have crept into public office everywhere. We need a Shasta County District Attorney who is transparent, unbiased, and non-political. The District Attorney has incredible power. They can initiate investigations, decide whether or not criminal charges are brought to court, and determine which cases are dismissed. We need someone with integrity and transparency in this important position. Vote for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. Two hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at windriver.com. Come and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I!
No!
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
If you're like me, a concerned parent wanting to do what's best for your family, sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for. Thankfully, after learning about Eric Jensen, the choice is clear to me. Eric is a loving husband, father of four, shares my values, and is also more than qualified for the position of district attorney. Join me on June 7th as I vote for Eric Jensen, a good man families can trust in office. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell.
Pick up the greatest music there, buddy. Hey, today the 29th of March, 8:20 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, I've been getting abused. My wife and Mark Story during the break, saying I'm doing things that I don't do. And I'm just, you know.
I don't ever lie.
If your lips are moving, buddy. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is the premier retirement community of the North State. Think about this, that a great place to live, great accommodations, gourmet chef, they're pet friendly, have all your stuff. This is a place, it's not an assisted living facility, it's for active seniors there, River Commons Senior Living. But you want to see it yourself. So give Brian a call at 238-5981, arrange for a personalized tour, have lunch, see what it's about down there. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living.
Hey, earlier in the program, before Mark, we had a segment on with Healing Waters that we were talking about a banquet that's happening and disabled veterans that they take out to fly fish. And something that came to our attention while we had one of our guests on is that today is a Vietnam, a National Vietnam War Veterans Day. So if you know of somebody who was in the Vietnam War, I mean, it's just a day to recognize that. So thank you for your service. I know it was a horrible time, and there's so many things that we can't even go there. But I just think that it was important to be able to say that today is the day to recognize that. And we're going to come back with Mark Story, who's also a veteran. When you were serving, when were you, of course, with Haven Humane, this is a sidebar, but you have a military background as well. Can you share with us when that was?
Sure. Yeah. I served from 89 to 2009, so just
thank
over,
you for your
just
service.
Over 20 years.
No, and so in the branch?
In the Air Force.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
He
See, there's another one of those looks you say.
No, he did. He did everything he could to have a stone look straight ahead.
It was. I just, you know what? See, and if my eyeballs twitch, that's all it takes for Linda to go, you're rolling your eyes. And since everything is about Linda, it couldn't be that I'm thinking
I'm
about
your co-host.
Ukraine.
Anyway, okay, Mark, welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
We're talking about Doggy Dash. You talk about Doggy Dash and how well it went.
Yes, Doggy Dash went really well. I want to thank again everybody that came out. I think next year's going to be even bigger. We had so many animals come out. It was so much fun. And it was great. And honestly, I was mentally prepared for pouring down rain from the time we showed up at 6:30 to set up until the time we left, which was right about noon. But it really wasn't. It drizzled a little bit. Mm-hmm.
It didn't start till like an hour later, probably about the time we finished.
No. It rained the whole time. But it started raining. It started sprinkling right after we started setting up. I'd say at about 7 it started sprinkling. And then it sprinkled the whole time, but we had a couple times where it had pretty good showers, but really I expected downpour the whole time, so it was a lot better, and people came out anyway, and we really appreciate it, and we're looking forward to next year. Next year's going to be even bigger, and we'll get more people out there. It's such a beautiful area, and so the course, it is great. So definitely great. A lot of fun.
Well, you know, that's just one of the things that we talked about, the Bark, Wine, and Brew that's coming October 1st. But you've got the Daniel Zanin Memorial Pet for Paws.
Yeah, so we have our Camp Love a Pets coming up, and those are June and July, and then in between Camp Love a Pets, and our camps are full, but you guys know I'm so looking forward to camp. I love Camp Love a Pet. So in between those two, we have our Daniel Zanin Memorial Pet for Paws tournament, which is July 8th. It's going to be at Riverview Country Club. The registration actually opens this week. So if you'd like to golf or be a sponsor, because we're still looking for sponsors, again, you can call Mandy in our development department at 241-5262. Again, that's Mandy at 241-5262. Our golf tournament is great. Daniel Zanine was our chief financial officer that we lost due to COVID day before Thanksgiving in 2020. And, we're still...
That's tough.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Mm. He was an avid golfer. He was a good friend, father, husband, and he definitely missed, dearly, dearly missed. But so we named the golf tournament in his honor because he was an avid golfer. I golfed with him a lot. He was my golf buddy, and so golf is a little bit weird golfing without him, to be honest. But last year was a lot of fun because last year was the first one we did in his name. And I had the privilege of playing with my best friend from the Vacaville area, who had golfed with Daniel a few times. And then two of Daniel's really good friends who he golfed with a lot, and I've golfed with both of them too. And you know what? We had a great time, and we thought about Daniel a lot, but it was good. It was really good, and we had a moment before, and Daniel was a very jovial person, so I didn't think a moment of silence was appropriate. So we actually did a big cheer for Daniel, and it was really, really cool. So that will be a tradition each year as well, as long as I'm with Haven.
And you think about, you know, when somebody's touched your life profoundly, how do you celebrate them? And it's celebrating the memory and the work and the energy that they've left an impression on you. So I think that sounds very appropriate. Cheering, naming the golf, naming the tournament after him. That's fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
What an honor.
Yeah. So so that's going to be July 8th. We fill up pretty fast on the golfers, so definitely come on out for that. But again, 241-5262, we will be fielding a full field of golfers this year. So we're looking for sponsors, whole sponsors, as well as golfers. So that will open up this week.
Okay. Let me see what else. You know, I know that we've lost a veterinarian out there at Haven Humane. So that's kind of it slowed you down on some things.
It slowed us down on a lot of things, yeah. The hospital has been slowed down, but we have a couple of vets that have helped out. I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Fox, who has been amazing for us. She works at Valley Vet down in Red Bluff, but she's helped out immensely with a bunch of stuff, as well as Dr. Townsend, who works at Anderson Vet, who's been helping out. And then Dr. Mary Boyce, who is semi-retired. She's been helping out quite a bit, too. Dr. Boyce has been doing the vaccine clinics for us when she's available. The vaccine clinics, we're trying to do as many as we possibly can. We're limiting it to 30 people just because of short staff, obviously. But we are doing one tomorrow. We did do one last week, so there will be a vaccine clinic tomorrow. But you can follow on our Facebook page and our website, and we keep that updated on when the vaccine clinics will be. They're always going to be on a Wednesday when we have a vet available, and Dr. Boyce is doing an amazing job. So, and then the team that is at our hospital has been doing fantastic. So I can't thank them enough. Our registered vet tech, Bridget Mallory, has really stepped up to take on that role as our RVT and run in the hospital, and she's been doing a fantastic job. I want to thank Sacramento SPCA, who we've partnered with. I'm very good friends with the director there. We've sent down, I think now, four or five, I'll say loads of animals that got spayed neutered at their hospital. So that's been helping out immensely as well. So we're going there about every 2 weeks with our adopted animals and just our shelter animals in general, so they can get spayed and neutered and everything else.
And then you bring them back, and then they're up for adoption.
That's correct.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. We want to talk about, like, besides these events, like, or people are going through their blankets or pillows. Well, let's, if there's a call for something, let's talk about that when we get back. And let's discuss, like, there's a trend, if there's a trend with cats, or if the trend with, you know, animal overload or livestock or anything like that. Like, what is happening now that we need to pay attention with at the shelter? We do have our Pet of the Week on every Friday. But besides that, like, a little bit more information regarding what you're seeing and that how we can call to action after these messages here on KCNR. We're with Mark Story, who heads up Haven Humane Society here in Reading.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and trust me, insurance companies have banks of attorneys there to help them. Why don't you get one that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Again, give him a call at 262-2168 today. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator K. Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgages, assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Lots can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Yeah.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale is coming up on Saturday, April 2nd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. We grow heirloom vegetables, California native, and waterwise plants. Primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Linda Bach indentured servant, Carl Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. What a great place to get guns. This is our firearms dealer of choice. There's discounts for veterans. He has all the pistols and long guns, the selections that you will love, all the accessories that goes with it, great gunsmithing, super customer service, and everything at fair prices. That's Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Friday at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're here with Mark Story from Haven Humane, who is piling on with my wife, who's just beating me about the head and shoulders during the break. Let's talk about the kittens. This is kitten time.
It is.
Or is it always kitten time?
There's kittens throughout the year, but really kitten time is April through November is when we see a lot of litters. So our kitten nursery goes into full swing Tuesday, April 5th, which is next Tuesday, so a week from today. We'll be fully staffed and it'll be around the clock. It doesn't mean that we're going to always have room, because obviously that's going to fill up fairly quickly, but our kitten nursery does go into opens up and we have a full staff starting next Tuesday, which is great, and that allows us to save more lives, which is fantastic. And, you know, Linda talked about it before we went to the break. What we could use. Well, really, kitten supplies is the biggest thing right now for the kitten nursery. We will be having a kitten shower, which we have every year in our nursery. And so those wish lists will be on our website and Facebook. We also have an Amazon wish list and a Chewy wish list as well. So if you want to help out with the kittens, please take a look at that wish list, because we use a specific kind of formula for the kittens because it works better. It's been proven to work a little bit better for what we're doing because we have such high volume. Not that the other ones aren't good. They're just not as good because of the volume that we use. So we use Breeder's Edge for our formula. But all that's on our wish list, and so we can definitely use some of that stuff. And Maggie, who is now our kitten nursery coordinator, has made sure that we update that list of what the stuff we need is, because we'll go through a lot of it, obviously, in the course of the kitten season. So, and then it's got other stuff that we need all the time on those wish lists. So if you wanted to do something like that, that'd be great. We always need towels. We always go through a lot of towels.
Okay.
So if you have towels, they don't have to be washed. We're going to wash them. They don't have to be new. Just bring us the old towels. You can always bring in towels and donate throughout the year. We always need towels.
All right.
In
everywhere. You can do that. I mean, we have white towels, and after about 2 years of white towels, you're like ready to replenish.
Replenish. And we use towels all the time. So.
Right. There you go. That's something that you can feel that's an action to take and help with a situation.
Yeah. In fact, we have a box that Girl Scouts made for us, and it's really cool, and it's in the back, and it just says donate. It's painted. It's very cool, and so we have people drop the donations.
Do you need pillows?
No.
Okay. Towels.
Yeah.
Blankets?
We can use blankets throughout the year, so we would just keep them. I mean, right now it looks like we're coming out of the cold, so we won't use blankets as much, but yes, we can definitely use those as well. But towels is the biggest thing.
Haven Humane runs on volunteers.
It does.
And you've got training going on, and, you know, you're always looking for some people that want to help.
We are, and we actually, won through the Record Searchlight. We were voted as the best place to volunteer in the North State.
That's a great honor.
Yeah, we were really, really excited and thankful about that. We love our volunteers. We have lots of opportunities for volunteers. Cassie Badman is our volunteer coordinator, and she does a fantastic job. We have people that come in and walk the dogs, socialize the cats, help out in development, help out in the hospital. help out in licensing. We have some people that don't come to the shelter that often, but they help out with any outreaches that we do. So anytime that we're off-site, they'll help out with that. So, yeah, the volunteers are fantastic. We love our volunteers. To volunteer, you go to our website. There's an application you can fill out. It's a pretty simple application, and then Cassie will get in touch with you about the next steps.
So let's talk about you have in the past, let's say with Petco or PetSmart, or maybe I don't even know if you do, you know, in front of the treats or some of the places where you have your the van and have where you people can see the pets. Are you having any of those coming up, or are you actively in doing that right now? Partnering with those stores?
We have been doing that. I don't know if we have any coming up right now off the top of my head. I don't know of any. We've done a couple this year with Brewcraft Coffee. We've done one or two this year with Lucky Miller's Deli, which has been great. We are always looking for opportunities to do that and get out and about. We do still have a kiosk, and we have staff members that are at PetSmart Wednesday through Sunday with cats and dogs, both. They're there from 11 to 3 Wednesday through Sunday.
That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 3. And when you say kiosk, does that mean that it's like maybe six different
So we have cats that stay there all the time.
Okay.
If you go into PetSmart and hang a left, they're on that left wall.
Right.
We have them inside there, and then we bring one or two dogs with us whenever they go.
Okay.
Because obviously we're not going to leave the dogs there.
Right.
But yeah, they're there Wednesday through Sunday, and we've had a long-term partnership with PetSmart and have been there for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So we thank them for their partnership and teamwork with us.
Well, when I was going to the Benton Doggy Park on the small side when we had our Snooki was with us, there were several people who adopted through going to Petco, and so, you know, they got their – They adopted that way. And, so I'm just curious as to how that happens or what people can, you know, sometimes if they don't get to make the appointment and come into Haven Humane and they just kind of happen to walk in there, how that can be more accessible for people.
Yeah, Petco and PetSmart both also work with rescue agencies that bring animals in from time to time, depending on what's going on with that. And, yeah, our PetSmart kiosk, like I said, we're there, 5 days a week, with at least one or two dogs and then a bunch of cats that are there. So.
And before the, break last time, we were talking about, trending. You know, sometimes you have trends like, oh, it's cat month and make sure you get your cats, you know, neutered and altered or whatever you want to call it. But is there something that now that you're seeing a lot of activity, with either species?
Yeah, it's just busy right now. I mean, for basically a year and a half, we saw very low numbers of animals at the shelter, or lower, I should say, not very low, but lower numbers of animals at the shelter. And I think that can be attributed to a lot of factors. One was people were home because it was COVID, and they were home more often. I think they were more aware of where their animals were, number one, but I think they were also more aware and more patient with finding an animal and bringing it back to the neighbors without having it come into Haven. That's changed. We now have a lot of animals, and unfortunately, it hasn't just changed here. It's changed throughout the country and throughout the state, and so we're full. Other shelters are full. Rescues are full, which backs things up, and so that makes it much more difficult for our team to be able to kind of manage our intake, manage the animals that we have, and it affects our capacity for care with the animals. So, and it's, like I said, it's being felt everywhere. It's not just in Redding. It's throughout California. Obviously, I'm connected with majority of the shelters in California, and we communicate on a daily basis through email and everything else, and everybody's feeling the pain right now. So what I would say that the community can do is, if you can hold on to an animal instead of bringing it to Haven, that's fantastic. You know, contact us. Yes, bring it in. We'll scan it for a microchip. It's got a microchip. Great. That's going to be an easy one for us, right? Contact us on Facebook. Let us know you found it. We may have already talked to the owner. We may be able to network it on Facebook. We may be able to find its home before it ever has to come into the shelter. last thing we want is to have more animals come into the shelter. We want them to go home, right? That's the whole goal. And if they don't have a home, then obviously we're going to take them in and we're going to find a new home for them. But if the community can just hold them for a day, 2 days, that helps out immensely. And okay. I understand that that's a big ask sometimes, right? Because let's say it's a dog and maybe it's not getting along with your dogs, or maybe your dogs just aren't getting along with it. And that's totally fine. And we don't want that either. But if you are able to do it, that certainly helps out. And we do everything we can to try and find that home. So that it doesn't have to stay with you any longer.
I have a question that just popped into my head real fast, and Carl will say, if it's in your head, it comes out your mouth. Well, it's the truth. On this one, I'm going to ask you, is there some kind of app that is on the phone that could, like, let's say you did find a lost animal that was in your neighborhood or something, and you could scan the air of where the chip is. Is there an app that goes, oh, that cat or that dog belongs to boop boop down the street or boom boop three, you know, where it's registered?
No, I don't think there's any app for that. There are lots of apps that help. Like there's Nextdoor and everything that where people are posting their lost animals. But there's no app that scans microchips right now. You have to have a scanner for that.
And the scanner is where the chip originates, so that would be you. Is that get, like, are you afraid that it might be me too much information that somebody could get a hold to? Because I would think, what a great access if there's a lost pet to find it with the owner, so you don't have to go wait. You can take action.
I don't know if the phone has the technological ability to be able to scan for the microchip. Mm. That's the problem. And it's not a scan. Our scanners scan for every microchip.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what brand it is or who installed it. It scans for every microchip. So I don't know what the technology is on it, to be honest with you, but I don't think phones are capable of that. Maybe they are, but but to my knowledge, they can't scan.
Like there was a barcode. Just came to my mind. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we're past our break time, but we're here with Mark Story, and it's always fascinating stuff when we're talking about Haven Humane and our beloved pets of the North State.
This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know what? Go on out and go down to Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corners of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. They have great service. The people are really friendly. My truck comes out looking brand new, and it's only 14 years old. Or maybe that's 17 years old. Yeah, I think it's 17 years old. Quick and Clean Car Wash, if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get one free, or you buy 10 and you get 3 free. This is Quick and Clean Car Wash. We love this place. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., Chairman for the Reading Rancheria. The Reading Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KC, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion, well, you know what, here's some announcements here. It's Fire Club International's Regional Chapter's 28th Annual Banquet's going to be Saturday, April the 23rd at Wind River. Now, this is a great banquet. It has something like 12 to 15 hunts that are going to be available. They've got all types of raffle items. Great selection of firearms. This is just a super event to go to. Find out more, go to sciredding.org or give Larry a call at 474-5075. Reading Grange and the Sons and Daughters of Italy are having a spaghetti feed fundraiser on April 3rd. That's this Sunday. 1 to 6 p.m. Eat in or take out at the Reading Grange at 4850 Cedars Road right here in Reading for $14. You can eat there. Now, starting later on this week, we've got some tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup that we're going to be giving away. It's for Sunday on the Red Bluff Roundup. So we just got the ticket, so we need to, anyway, we're going to be giving those away. Also, two tickets at a time. Okay, it's 8:52 in the morning. We have Mark Story here from Haven Humane. And he and Linda have been having a great conversation. they look at me occasionally, but I just kind of sit here and just shut up. The PALS fund. Have we addressed the PALS fund at all?
No, we haven't. But the PALS fund is a great fund. It's been around for a long time. It was actually started by Chris Zawaga, because of her dog PAL, and she started that. And that fund is specifically for older dogs and cats, and it pays for half the adoption fee. So any animal that is any dog or cat that is over 6 years old, the adoption fee is half off because of the PALS fund. And right now we have 7 dogs that are over 6 years old that are looking for forever homes, and they are fantastic dogs.
What kind of dogs?
I don't know. All kinds.
Okay, all different kinds. Yeah, of breeds. Okay, well, that's a pretty good deal. And, you're looking for an older dog that's settled, you're still going to get a lot of good family fun and joy out of this animal. What do you want to go to next on this?
You know what? I just want to talk about what's coming up. You know, as pet owners, we are kind of going through the seasons very rapidly. It feels like one day we're in winter, one day we're in summer, the next day we're in spring. It's going to be fall before we know it, hopefully. But, this is the time of year to start thinking about your pets and thinking about shelter for them because it's going to start getting hot very quickly. I mean, it's in the 80s already this week and then next week high 80s. So think about if you've been taking your dog or your cat with you to the store and stuff, now is not the time to be doing that because you're going to forget and it's going to be 85 degrees and in 10 minutes in that car, it's going to be well over 100 degrees and then we're going to get a call and then you're going to get your window broke and you just don't want any of that and your animal could get injured. So now's the time to start thinking about that. In the backyard, you want to make sure you've got shelter and you want to make sure you've got fresh water. If it's cold or hot, they need fresh water. It doesn't matter. And they need some kind of shelter. So if it's raining or windy, then they need some kind of shelter. If it's hot, they need some kind of shelter. So now's the time to think about what's going on with your pets as we go into kind of go from season to season right now. But before we know it, we're going to blink and we're going to be in the middle of summer here in Reading. And we all know it's very hot and we need to make sure that we are taking care of our pets during that time.
Okay. You know what? And it does sneak up on you. And it gets real hot in these cars. And, you know, if people are still, if they leave children in their cars, they also leave animals in their cars. And it's not just inside the cars. It's also when it starts getting really hot, you got to start looking at the sidewalks that your dog is walking on. And the back of pickup trucks, even though it's outside, those pickup truck beds get awfully hot, too.
Yeah, and we're kind of going into where there's going to be a lot of mosquitoes coming out pretty soon. And mosquitoes are what transmit heartworm. So if your dog is not on heartworm prevention, they should be. So you need to take them to a vet. They need to get heartworm tested. Then you start the prevention. I will tell you that heartworm prevention is very reasonably priced. Heartworm treatment is extremely expensive. And if it's not treated, heartworms will
can any animal get heartworm?
Dogs.
Just dogs.
I believe cats can, but it's really, really rare.
It's really rare.
So,
okay.
But unfortunately, heartworm is very prevalent in the North State because of our hotter, drier conditions. Heartworm can thrive. So, so definitely I highly recommend that you have your dogs on heartworm treatment. Like I said, it's fairly inexpensive, but it's very expensive to treat. And it's also very difficult to treat because during the treatment, the dogs can't be active because the worms could die off and get loose in their heart and then they could die from that. So, it's something you need to watch out for.
Jeez.
And earlier, you know, we talked about the microchipping and, you know, Linda was talking about, you know, it'd be great if there was an app on the phone, which it would be. But there's not, I don't think they have that technology, but there's a very simple, inexpensive fix for that. Make sure your dog is wearing an ID tag. It's a city ordinance that they're licensed, and they're supposed to wear their license tag, which we can read and get the license from. But it's also very inexpensive to go to PetSmart, Petco. They both have them where you pick out your little ID, you put your name and phone number on the back of it. It costs like, I don't know, $8 to $10. Put it on the collar, and it's great. Now, I understand sometimes they come off and collars fall off. That's why we always recommend microchips because they don't fall off. But you can get those as well and just check those.
Okay. We've been here with Mark Story from Haven Humane, and we followed up on Doggy Dash was a big success. Bark, Wine, and Brews coming October 1st. The Daniel Zanin Memorial Pet for Paws is July 8th. Camp Love a Pet is coming June 11th through the 25th. And that's where I like to go. I like watching Mark cry because he loves this so much. And, some of the dogs, they, as they're leaving, do they ever wave goodbye?
Oh, yeah.
Do they wave goodbye to you?
Yeah. I mean,
no,
in their
they
own
don't
way.
Even look, they don't even look back.
Yes, they do.
Hey, tomorrow, Patrick Jones, Board of Supervisors, Supervisor Patrick Jones joins us tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Find out what's going on in the Board of Supervisors. Like, tonight is the first time, this is the inaugural meeting for the Board of Supervisors in the evening. They're not meeting at 9 o'clock today. They're meeting tonight. at 5:30. So if, you know, all the people that said, well, if you had them at night, I could go to them, they've called your bluff. So, Board of Supervisors tonight at 5:30 and Patrick Jones tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Plus, we have a couple more surprises. What do you have, Pun?
Well, Thursday night I have my show on I used to call it On the Spot with Linda Bob, but it's North State now at this time. So I've got some special guests lined up and some surprises Thursday at 6.
Okay, now, if you didn't hear the Ukrainians calling in from Kyiv this morning, it's going to be on our, you know, of course, it'll be in our archives as soon as the show's over today. So listen to people who are calling right from Ukraine, right outside of Kyiv and inside Kyiv. One, a young lady who lives there, talking about the their day-to-day experiences, and the other, a former military who is now a minister who is bringing in all the supplies, or bringing, you know, supplies, humanitarian, all that. It was, it's interesting to hear what they think and what they're saying. So it's in our archives.
And thank you, Mark Story, for joining us. And we'll see you again next month.
Thanks for having me.
And as Linda says, a random act of kindness.